Diary, I met Chris Brown. Okay, so you know how, like, when you're a little kid and you have this celebrity crush, you like daydream and fantasize about all the ways you're gonna meet this nigga, right? So, like, when I was younger, I would think about all the ways, like, I would meet Chris Brown. So I'd be like, oh, at the shoe store, I'm like walking in with my like cute purse and my cute sneakers and my booty shorts and my crop top, you know, and I like run into Chris Brown and his team and like, oh, hey, what's up? Or like, you know, I'm at his concert and he sees me in the crowd, you know, all those stupid little bullshit things we do as kids, right? And then you grow up and you're like, okay, like, the chances of me meeting Chris Brown are probably gonna be really rare. Don't let that, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but honestly, what you think really comes to fruition. Being out here in LA has shown me that, like, everybody that I thought I would meet, everybody that I've been around, it's so crazy. It's like, I used to think about being around you guys. I used to have dreams about this. It's so crazy. And for me, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh my God, like, I love you so much. Like, I have your autograph tatted on my boob or on my pussy or like crazy shit. I'm not that person. I feel like celebrities are people too, you know? But it's still like, it's like a surreal thing for your thoughts to come to existence. So the other day, my new roommate Alex is friends with someone in Chris Brown's camp, and he hit her up and sent her the address to Chris's place. So we go, and it's just like it looks on Instagram, the dope ass cars, the dope house, everything is really cool. It's awesome. His art's inside the house. It's really beautiful. It's very peaceful. Like, all this TMZ shit, everything I've heard about him, it's like, okay, I meet this nigga in person and it's low-key what I expected. It's just, it's Chris Brown. He's a person, okay? And not to, like, dumb down anything that he's done. I think he's dope. Just, like, he's a person. So I go into the house. Me, whenever I'm around celebrities, I'm not all over the place. I'm not like, oh my God, you know, I have to introduce myself. They have to know me. You know how many bitches and niggas these people have met? How many faces they see? Like, calm the fuck down. So we're in his dining room table. They took away our phones, obviously. Like, I'm glad about that too, because I had been on my phone all night on Amigos mission. So I needed a break. And I'm sitting down. There's these three other girls that came through too. And they were like, yo, we're going to Nick Young's. Do you want to go? But I was like, nah, I'm going to chill here, because I'm like, I'm at Chris Brown's house. Like, he'll come down eventually. And I do want to meet him. I want to see what this nigga is about. So those girls, within 5 minutes, they're over it. They're gone to Nick Young's place. And I'm just sitting, chilling, you know. Alex is doing her own thing. There's, like, girls, like, on the couch, like, sleeping. We were there late. We got to Chris Brown's place, like, at 3:30 in the morning. So I felt like, honestly, man, this nigga might be asleep. We might not see him, but hey. So I'm just chilling, doing my own thing, sipping my, like, y'all, Crown Royale, whatever that drink is, apple mixed with orange juice is my drink of choice from now on. It's so good. I'm not even playing. Y'all need to try that. I'm sipping my drink, and I see Chris Brown comes down. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is dope. Chris Brown is here. Like, I felt it a little bit inside, like, yo, Chris Brown is here. Then it was just like, okay, whatever. Like, this nigga's a regular person. Just do you. So I'm not going to go up to him and say hello and be crazy like every other bitch does. I sat down, paid attention to myself. And then this other girl comes down. She's really cool. She, like, comes, sits right next to me, and we're talking. Her name is Ashley. She's super dope. She was a porn star. And she told me, she's like, I was in the adult entertainment industry. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. And then she was like, you know what that is, right? And I'm like, yeah, you were a porn star. She's like, what? You're like not freaking out. I'm like, yeah, what? You, that was your job. What, am I gonna judge you for being a fucking porn star? No way. Like, you're dope. And most girls out here are so fucking bougie. They don't want to talk to the other pretty girl in the room, or they're like, oh my God, she thinks she's better than everyone. She didn't even say hi to Chris Brown. So I'm not here for that. But she just came to me. We were talking, we were vibing. She was so dope and energetic and nice. And she just talked about herself. We talked about each other. We really vibed. And she was like, yeah, I'm like really best friends with him and everything. And I could tell like it was just this friendship relationship. And they were just like, they were really close. It was funny to see the way he acted around the girl that was doing the most versus her and me, like just chilling and vibing. So I know he knows I'm there. And like, I guess because I didn't introduce myself, he just wanted to know who I am. So he comes around and he's like, have we met before? Obviously, we haven't met before, but I love when niggas do that. Have we met before? No, we haven't met before, man. But I'm like, no, we haven't. What's up? And he's like, hey, I'm Chris. And I'm like, hey, I'm Maureen. Nice to meet you. And then he just goes and does his own thing. And like, Ashley and I keep vibing and talking again. She's really dope. So, then Ashley's like, she like leaves or something, and then Chris's cousin, I think, Spice, and my roommate Alex are having a conversation that I overheard, and they're like talking about LA girls and everything, and how LA people are like low-key fake, because he's from New York, I'm guessing, if I remember correctly, and we were bonding over that, and I could see he's like, oh wait, this girl's different. She's not like them. So me and him were bonding. It was dope, it was cool. And then he left. So me and Alex were having a debate on LA people. And I was telling her my full opinion. Like, I just feel like LA people are full of shit. Like, they live lives that they can't afford. Let me be clear, side note, clearness. I don't think this is every person in LA. Obviously, someone like Chris Brown owns all his shit. Okay. He makes money. He's doing it out here. And there's a bunch of other people that I can name that are making money doing it out here. And people who might not be the richest, but they're living within their means. So this is not about y'all. These are just the people that I've come across. So when I say like LA people, please keep that in mind. So I was just telling her, like, I've just met too many fake people out here. I've met too many people who say they own this, they say they own that, they say that they can do this for you, this and that. And then at the end of the day, no one pulls through. And for me, that's a problem because I'm the type of person that would follow through on everything that I say that I'm gonna do for a person or with a person. I will follow through. There's no hidden agenda with me. I'm not here for that because I wanna make it. I want everybody to make it in life. There's no such thing as only being number one. Everybody that's number one has a team, and people need to respect that. So we were talking about it. She was telling me her opinion. She was getting offended because she's from LA. So I totally get it. But I'm like, if you haven't been outside of LA, you just don't understand. You don't see what I'm seeing. Like, I'm from Texas, man. People in the South, you could might be the racist motherfuckers, you know, but everybody's real. Everybody's kind. Nobody's bullshitting. New York, everybody's real. Everybody might be a bully, might be a dick out there, might be the meanest person, but if you're gonna do a job, they're gonna do it. If they said, I'm gonna pick you up at 5, they're gonna pick you up at 5. People aren't flaky. People don't care about who you know. People don't call you irrelevant because you didn't get into Nightingale. Shout outs to my ex-roommate, Ray Sutton. Anyway, whole other story. And you know, that was our argument. I didn't think Chris Brown was listening to the argument, right? I did not think this nigga was listening at all. After I get up, because I'm like, okay, I need to go to the restroom. Like, this argument is done, it's over, whatever. I come back, me and Alex were just talking about something else, and then Chris comes, he's like, so I was listening to y'all's conversation. And I'm like, what? You were listening? And he's like, you were being loud as fuck. I'm like, yo, man, this nigga's throwing shade at me. What? So anyway, we get into it, and I was low-key surprised that, first of all, Chris Brown was listening to what I was saying. I didn't even think he was in tune. Like, this nigga was just on his phone, like, it probably scrolling through some app, maybe scrolling through his DMs, who knows. And I didn't think he was listening at all, but he, like, was fully engaged when we were talking, eyes locked, focused on me, like, spitting everything that I said verbatim, like, rebuttal. He had like rebuttals ready. He had like a whole argument presented to me. And I just sat there listening, like, yo, man, everything he's saying true. It was like our conversation turned into like a conversation about perceptions and the disappointments that come from it. And what he told me is that, like, your opinion is so skewed because you've been disappointed by people so much, and everybody's been disappointed in life, but you can't let that, it's like you can't let that completely rule your perception of a place, and you can't let that affect you or who you are as a person. You just gotta like keep it moving, basically. It was around that, sorry y'all, I had like two drinks, so like I'm trying to like remember this conversation, but it was basically about perceptions and disappointments. And like he was giving me examples. He was like low-key when he told me this example, I'm like, wait, why are you telling me this example? Like, but he was like, you know, like people think I like a certain type of girl, but I'm into all types of girls. I'm into white girls, black girls, Asian girls. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that has to do with the conversation. I don't know if that's like a low-key like flirt, you know, but I'm gonna take it, you know. So we just kept having the conversation, and he really laid out the facts. He really told me, he's like, you're coming from a place of hurt, and you just need to separate that and look at it for what it is and do what you have to do and keep moving on, because you're gonna meet people like that anywhere. And I'm like, hey, so he told me that, and the conversation, the girl I was with started talking, and I guess he like tuned out and was done with the conversation. So he goes back, does what he does. My girl Alex walks away, and then I'm just sitting there thinking, like, how he ended the conversation was like, that's why I don't fuck with negative people, because they think in such negative ways that I don't want to be around because of those perceptions. And I was thinking about it. I was just sitting there like, so you think I'm one of those negative people? Like, you wouldn't fuck with me? So I just asked him, I'm like, so you think I'm one of those negative people and you wouldn't fuck with me? Then he was like, no, I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about in general, like you were, like we, because I kept saying we and they and LA people. And I was like, oh, okay, so now I see where you're coming from. I see, I understand. And we started talking again about like losses and about like really fulfilling your dreams. And he was like, are you where you want to be in life? And I'm like, honest to God, I'm not even close. And he's like, well, do you think I'm where I want to be in life? And I'm like, well, look around you. Isn't this where you want to be? And then he just looked away for a minute. And then he was like, what do you think? And I was like, bruh, what? Like, what do you think? That's so interesting to me. Honestly, like, me and my sisters talk about it all the time. We're really good at analyzing people. And like, whenever we look at Chris Brown from the outside, from like the TMZs, the Shade Rooms, Instagram, like everybody just sees this man that has everything. But all this, like the way he acts, the acting out, all that stuff, it's just coming from a place of he just hasn't found his happiness yet. And like everybody in the world, we're all searching for our happiness. And it was really, really nice for him to like, to just be on my level and just to like fuck with me like that. And like to go back and forth with him. Everybody says that he has a bad attitude. And I was like, well, he didn't have a bad attitude with me. Like we were vibing. Like I told him straight up, I don't like being called a fan. I would rather be an appreciator. And then he was like, you see, that's an insecurity of yourself. I'm like, no, it's not me being insecure. It's because I see people as people. He's like, but no, like, look at me. I'm Chris Brown. And I'm a fan of this person and that person and everything. I'm like, yeah, I see where you're coming from. But like, fans to me are people who have like tattoos of Nicki Minaj all over their fucking body. He's like, no, those are stans. I'm like, okay, well, I guess there's levels to fans or whatever. But for me, I guess we're just gonna have to agree to disagree. And he was like, okay, we can do that. I'll take that. And, you know, I think it's all about how you approach people in life. And when you, if you approach people a certain way, you're going to get that. I didn't come off as a groupie. I didn't come off like I'm all over Chris Brown's dick. Chris Brown is a beautiful human being. I'm not even going to lie. Him in person is amazing to be around. His aura is really nice. His physically, he's nice. And then to find out that his mind is nice, just made it in 100% package. And I really thought that was a dope way to meet Chris Brown, by having such an intense conversation with him. It was like an hour and a half long conversation with Chris Brown. I don't know if he would remember it, if he would remember me, I don't know, but hey, hopefully I get to meet him again and we get to talk more. And, you know, after that whole conversation and his body language, everything, it was really nice because he was actually in tune with me. He was actually focused on me. Not like how people like to talk about him, saying like, oh, he doesn't care about his fans. He doesn't pay attention. He's in his own world. He is in his own world from what I'm getting, but he's in a world where he picks and chooses. He's selective of what he wants to experience, who he wants to talk to, who he wants to be around. And, you know, all I can say is Chris Brown's a dope person. He's done a lot of shit. We all know what he did. We all know what he does. This nigga was just fighting with Soulja Boy on the internet the other day. Like, yeah, he's human. People go through shit. I'm not justifying anything that he's done. But for me, it was a nice experience meeting Chris Brown. I'd love to meet him again. I'd love to talk with him again. His friends were really nice. His family, the people that were at his home were very nice. So it was a dope time, and we got to the end. The conversation got cut short, but I think that was God. I got what I needed. I got what I needed from the presence, being in his home, everything. I got it. We left that house like at 7 a.m. So crazy. And we were leaving. I was like, no, I'm going to say goodbye to Chris Brown because, hey, he was a dope human being to me. That was great. And I went up to him. I was like, I tapped him on the shoulder. I'm like, yo, it was nice meeting you. Good talk. And we dapped it up. And he said, yeah, you too. Nice meeting you. I said goodbye to Ashley, said goodbye to everyone at the house, and called it a day. Wasn't extra, didn't do anything. And I think they respected me for that. And, you know, hopefully another time I get to meet Chris Brown in a similar situation, excuse me. And, you know, it was really great. It was really great getting my thoughts confirmed from the person that I've been like analyzing and like thinking these things. My thoughts were confirmed, and to learn something from him. I actually did learn something. Gonna apply it to my life. Every conversation you have, every person you meet in life, it's for a reason. And take what you can from it and use it to grow and become a better human being. So, dear diary, I met Chris Brown, and that was a dope time. This is Diary of a Bad Bitch, y'all. Have a good day. Bye.